Life is Beautiful and Brief by Laura McCorkle. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90:12. Beneath my fun-loving exterior is a very analytical person. I love my life, I love spontaneity, and I also happen to love trying to figure things out. But like all good things taken to the extreme, my analyzing can turn obsessive and my focus fixed on that which cannot be explained anyway. It's like the quote I ran across recently from prolific author Philip Yancey, "Faith is believing in advance what will only make sense in reverse." How true that is! Even so, I am always trying to make sense of a given situation going forward. Always. But in light of today's verse, how sad is it that I'm confused with trying to know what I think I need to know when I think I need to know it? Surely I'm missing out on opportunities to serve the Lord and the rest that is only found in Him. In a recent situation, when I was trying to make sense of what was going on, I also listened to a great sermon from Pastor Ray Pritchard of Keep Believing Ministries. And the best takeaway nugget was this: when you need to know, you'll know. How simple, and yet how hard. Here I am, trying to find wisdom in what I can see and what I can figure out, when my life could be freed up by this reminder that God is sovereign and has all things under His control, no matter the circumstance. Whatever I'm trying to figure out today may not matter tomorrow. So why am I not looking to God first and seeking His direction in what matters most in this very moment? Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, the psalmist requests of God. And how do we gain a heart of wisdom? By knowing the mind of Christ, by acknowledging our frailty and our humanity, and by remembering that God is God and we are not. Earlier in Psalm 90, we read this: "You turn men back to dust, for 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night." And toward the end of the passage, it says, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. The psalmist reminds us that God determines our lifespan and that He has His own timing and plans for each of our lives. Will we serve Him and seek to fear and obey Him before we once again turn to dust? Or will we fix our mind on ourselves, on our current circumstances, and on trying to live our lives without regard to God's perfect purposes? At the end of the day, even if our lives never make sense, even in reverse, we are called to bend the knee and praise the One who has brought forth the earth and the world. Because of God's unfailing love, life indeed is beautiful. And though it may be brief and sometimes confusing, because of His Son, our eternity is secure, causing us to sing for joy and be glad for all our days. Intersecting faith and life. Knowing that your life is beautiful and brief, have you made yourself available to God for Him to work in and through you as you walk by faith? List one reason that causes you to be glad today because of the new life the Father has prepared in advance for you. Ephesians 2:1-10. For further reading, check out Psalm 103:13-18 and Psalm 119:133.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.